Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. I'm The Touring, and this is Lore of the Apocalypse Episode 0. This episode is going to act as an introduction to both myself and the podcast as a whole. Starting with me, I have been playing World of Darkness games off and on for 25 years or so, with most of that play being a good 20 years ago. Back then, I mostly stuck to Vampire the Masquerade tabletop, but I took part in a few LARP sessions and did dip a toe into the worlds of Mage and Werewolf as well. I never really dug too much into the lore for any of these storylines, as I was lucky enough to have some great storytellers, which allowed me to just focus on being a player within the worlds they created. Fast forward to about a year ago when I discovered a V20-based Discord server, which allowed me to play by post during the day and evening. Shortly after joining in that game, I had the luck of meeting the Primogen, who puts out some amazing World of Darkness videos on YouTube. If you're not already a subscriber, I highly recommend that you go check him out. Within a few weeks of playing with him, he invited me to join him and several others in a game of Changeling the Lost 2nd Edition that was going to be streamed live on the Onyx Path's Twitch channel. Littlebrook Reunion ran for just about a year and is available on the Primogen's YouTube channel or to subscribers of the Onyx Path Twitch channel if you're interested in checking it out. This show was full of a lot of firsts for me. It was my first foray into Chronicles of Darkness, Changeling the Lost, and into streaming, all rolled up into one. Since the end of Littlebrook, I was given the chance to once more join the Primogen and some other great streamers slash broadcasters in a game of W20 streamed during the virtual con the Onyx Path put on in conjunction with Gehenna Gaming. This jump back into Werewolf and Garu lore after 20 years convinced me that I should run a W20 game set in my current city. There's only two, well, pretty big problems with that. First and foremost, as I said, I'm not very familiar with the lore, and specifically the lore of W20. Second, none of my players have ever played more than a single session of a World of Darkness game. This awkward situation leaves me with a couple of options on how to get the lore across to them. I can either do a whole bunch of reading and then spend a couple of hours droning on to them about what I've learned, or I can break my studying down into smaller pieces that I can feed to them over time. In the end, I decided to go with the latter option, and taking inspiration from the folks that I've had the pleasure of interacting with, and combined with the fact that I still have Thursday afternoons off, I have chosen to not only record these small pieces of lore, but to share them with the wider Werewolf and World of Darkness communities. After all, with the 5th edition of Werewolf coming out shortly, and not one but two official games coming next year, I can't be the only one who's looking for either a crash course or refresher on Werewolf lore. My plan for the podcast is to record and release one 10 to 15 minute episode per week, but we'll see how that works out and adjust from there. This is just a hobby after all, so I'm not going to sweat it too much if I miss a week here or there, or if my times fluctuate a little bit. Primarily, I'm going to be sticking to the lore as of the 20th anniversary edition of Werewolf the Apocalypse. This is for a couple of reasons. First off, it's the most recently available, and should therefore be the most up-to-date. Second, I've never touched, played, or even seen anything from Werewolf the Forsaken. Once I get through the core book and its contents, I may move on to other stuff that I can easily pick up on DriveThruRPG, or even dip into some of the old 1st and 2nd edition books that I have in my collection. Although I think that I should have plenty to keep us busy for a while with just the core book. I also did pick up a couple of other books as part of a bundle during that convention, so we'll dig into those as well, maybe. We'll see. Finally, general concept and theme for this podcast is that it's going to be a fireside chat with an elder of a sept, so don't expect a lot of discussion of in-game mechanics, as I feel that would distract from that theme. That being said, if you do have those kinds of questions, I'll do my best to answer them on either my Twitter or Patreon, on both of which I am at @the_toering, and that's T-O-E-R-I-N-G, like a ring on your toe. Yes, I have set up a Patreon, but I by no means plan to force people to donate to it. As of right now, I have no plans whatsoever to place anything behind any kind of a paywall. If you like what I'm doing and feel like tossing a buck or two at me for doing it, go for it. But all you're going to get in return is my gratitude and perhaps a shout out during a future podcast. I honestly don't know where this is going to go. I'm new to this, and by now it should be clear that I have absolutely no clue what the hell I'm doing. It's probably enough rambling from me, so I'm going to sign off, but I do hope you'll hear me again soon. Have a good night, and don't let the worm bite.